to deal with the media. And maybe it's because they're afraid of their personal safety. I don't know. I mean, they gave everybody Obama's correct verdict, the one that the president, you know, was looking forward to, and President Obama was looking forward to, and everybody else and their brother. Anyway, coming up, Tim Phillips, the president of Americans for Prosperity. They have a couple of big events coming up. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. We'll also talk about the first 100 days under President Biden. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
This is Republican Assemblyman Gregory Hathen II of Assembly District 36. My district includes Pahrump, most of Nye County, parts of Northwest Las Vegas, Logandale, Moapa, and a portion of Lincoln County. I will be on the Kevin Wall Show throughout this year's legislative session to review all the recent happenings in Carson City, the horse trading, bill sponsors, and lobbyists behind the bills that are being considered and passed by your legislator. To learn more about me, go to Hafen4Nevada.com.
The Clark County Republican Party invites you to join us Saturday, May 1st at the South Point Hotel and Casino for the Lincoln Day Dinner. Come down and support the party and keynote speaker, former Lieutenant Governor Mark Hutchinson. Tickets are available for VIP reception and dinner. Check in for dinner at 6 p.m. for all general admission ticket holders. Don't miss this important event with tickets starting at $150. Tickets available at clarkgop.org. Don't wait. Order your tickets today at clarkgop.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell pronounced President Biden's first 100 days in office a massive disappointment and accused the president of breaking his campaign promise to bring the nation together in the wake of a tumultuous 2020. More from Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Senator McConnell ticked through what has become a familiar list of Republican grievances with Mr. Biden, his decision to shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, passage of the $1.9 trillion American spending plan without any Republican votes, introduction of H.R. 1, a Democratic proposal to overhaul the nation's election laws, the decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan, and his handling of the migrant surge at the southern border. McConnell said Democrats seem to be racing to pass as many of their large and expensive policy priorities before losing control of the House or Senate in 2022. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Federal agents raided Rudy Giuliani's Manhattan home and apartment on Wednesday, seizing computers and cell phones in a major escalation of the Justice Department's investigation into the business dealings of the former New York mayor as well as former President Donald Trump's personal lawyer. Correspondent Eric Tucker reports there's no indication Trump is a target of the probe.
There's no question that during the chronology of events that this investigation is examining, Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani were very close. And there's no question that much of the work that Rudy Giuliani was doing that related to Ukraine was for the benefit of Donald Trump. But we don't have any reason to believe or any indication that Donald Trump is himself a player in this investigation or connected in some way.
The warrants required approvals from the top levels of the Justice Department. Giuliani, however, accused federal authorities of a corrupt double standard in a statement released through his lawyer. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 164 points, the NASDAQ dropped 39, the S&P lower by 3, crude oil up to $63.86 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 Ahoy! In the name of the great Neptune! Ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada casinos just posted their best month in 8 years. The gaming win for Clark County was up more than 63% in March compared to the same time last year, with the Strip up more than 67%. The state gaming win topped the $1 billion mark for the first time since February of last year, a month before all casinos were shut down due to the COVID-19. If the airport numbers are any indication, the rebound is real, as McCarran Airport experienced a 60% increase in passenger volume from February to March. McCarran saw 2.6 million passengers last month. That's a 25% increase over March of last year. The numbers are the first year-over-year increase in a 12-month period, coming on the heels of the record low passenger numbers caused, again, by that old COVID-19. Well, you better get ready to rumble if you have plans to attend any Las Vegas Aviators home games. Fans at the Las Vegas ballpark will hear a stampede sound effect every time the Aviators score a run this season. The Las Vegas AAA Baseball Club and Aristocrat Gaming have announced their partnership, which will bring the popular Buffalo slot sound effect to the stadium.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Look for some heavy volumes in a couple of areas right now. U.S. 95 West at Decatur, 515 westbound at Charleston. Also, do expect some reduced speeds, 15 north at Oakey, south 15 at Spring Mountain in the resort area. Slow flows as well on the Beltway, 215 west at Tenaya.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, it's taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Kevin Wall with you until 6 o'clock. Joining us now, somebody that we're going to see a lot over the next couple of days here in Southern Nevada. He's Tim Phillips. He is the president of Americans for Prosperity. They have two major events coming up Thursday, tomorrow, 6 till 8 at the Mountain Falls Grill Room in Pahrump. And then on Friday, they'll be here in Las Vegas at the Ahern Hotel. I'll be emceeing that event at the Ahern Hotel. I'm really excited about it. Tim, good to have you back in Southern Nevada.
Kevin, it is always great to be back with the great folks there. And boy, what a big issue we've got that we're working on with these events.
Well, the Stand for Freedom is billed as a discussion on the gravity and impact of the filibuster and other issues facing America. You are taking this message nationwide. You've been on the road already this week, and you got more to do tonight, and then, of course, coming to Southern Nevada.
Absolutely. I was in Billings, Montana. We had a big crowd there. Senator John Tester, a Democrat, he has kind of said both yay and nay on supporting the filibuster, so we were urging folks there to contact him. Tonight is Phoenix with Senator Sinema, who has expressed support for the filibuster. We just want to try to lock that in. So that'll be tonight. And then, of course, with your senators, especially Senator Masto, who's up next year, we want to make sure that she hears from folks across Nevada. So we're doing two events in your state. And I got to tell you, Kevin, all kidding aside, I'm thrilled that you're joining us in Las Vegas Friday night for that event. Thank you for doing that.
No, hey, my pleasure. This is such a critical issue to our democracy, and it's so darn important that we all have to become activists in one way or another. I want to ask you, though, relative to the filibuster, give me the case for preserving the filibuster.
We've got a closely divided, highly polarized country right now. We haven't had a 50-50 split this way in the Senate and decades. The House has been 4 or 5 seats as well. The presidency was incredibly closely divided election. Now is the last moment that you want to change the rules in the United States Senate to actually allow, in such a closely divided country, one side to simply slam through an extreme partisan agenda straight along party lines. And that's what will happen if you kill the filibuster. You know, our founding fathers talked about the need to have cooling mechanisms in government so that government didn't act so rashly that freedom was endangered. And so they designed the Senate, the U.S. Senate, to be that cooling agent is a term they use. And so the filibuster is a more modern parliamentary rule that allows for a cooling mechanism. It says, hey, look, if you want to do something big, some big piece of legislation, for example, something like H.R. 1, this which will federalize elections. I know you've been talking about this.
Oh, yeah.
Run over free speech protections. If you want to take that extreme step, you've got to have 60 votes in the Senate, which will almost assure you're going to have some bipartisan support. And so that is why the filibuster is important in this country today, to act as a cooling agent. And in such a closely divided country, along the lines I just described, to not allow one side to jam through a partisan agenda literally based on one vote in each chamber.
And really, if the Democrats, the radical Democrats, get their way, what the founders called the cooling saucer simply will not exist. And the Senate will be no different than the House of Representatives, where they just jam stuff through.
That's right. That's exactly right. And so it's when I think about, you know, folks across this country, I know sometimes we sit there and we watch TV or maybe listen to a radio show like yours, Kevin, and we go, gosh, what can we do? Is there a moment in time where I can make a difference? I'm telling you, on this filibuster with a closely divided Senate, 50-50 between the parties, we're going to need one or two Democrats to do the right thing for the country here, and maybe it'll be your senator. Let's give her that chance to do the right thing. So it's a big moment. I told the folks that in Billings last night with regard to Senator Tester. You know how it works. If you just have one Democrat, maybe Joe Manchin in West Virginia is the one that has said so far, you know, hey, I'm going to stick with the filibuster. But if it's a lone Democrat, imagine the pressure that's going to be there on him. We're going to need two or three Democrat senators to stand up and bond together on this. And so that's why we're undertaking this tour. I really think it's a big moment. When I think about the extreme legislation that's already gone through the House lightning fast without even any committee hearings, Kevin, this H.R. 1 election federalization bill didn't even have committee hearings. The PRO Act was the same way, which will strip right-to-work protections away from many Americans across this country, a big union power grab. They didn't have committee hearings in the House either. In the Senate, the filibuster is the only thing allowing what we just termed that cooling saucer, a cooling agent. And when Republicans had the majority, they had more seats in the Senate than the Democrats do now. They had 53-54. We were consistent on this. We said even then, hey, look, if it's going to be something big legislatively, we don't think it's a good idea to get rid of the filibuster just to do that for a moment in time. So we've been consistent in this. I know you have too. This is not some partisan, angle or line we're putting forward at all right now. This is something we've been consistent on, and it's big for the country. And here's what I can feel, Kevin. I can feel activists across this country, conservatives, free market, libertarian, folks. They're deeply concerned with what they're seeing in Washington, and they're starting to rise up and make their voices heard. And so this Thursday and Friday night in Southern Nevada, we're going to give folks there that opportunity to actually do something constructive and direct on what is an enormous issue for the country, this filibuster.
Again, Tim Phillips joining us, the president of Americans for Prosperity. And those events tomorrow night, April 29th, the Mountain Falls Grill Room in Pahrump. And then on Friday at the Ahern Hotel from 6 until 8. It's going to be a lot of fun. One of the things that I think this is really important, it is so vitally important that our elected officials be held accountable. When they make promises during the campaign, they should be held accountable. We should hold their feet to the fire. Is that what these rallies are about?
It is. It's about letting almost every Democrat, when Republicans had power, talked about how important it was to protect the filibuster. literally, including Dick Durbin, Kevin, who the number two guy in the Senate leadership for the Democrats. All these pious statements, and we agreed with him then, and we said we did. But they're now, many of them, going, oh, well, it's different now. So this is a chance to genuinely hold these elected representatives accountable. I was the chief of staff on Capitol Hill many years ago. I can tell you this, every House member, every Senate member, they carry around every day a compilation of the number of constituents, people back home, who have contacted them for and against every issue. So when you're calling your senator, which I would urge him to do on this, or when you're doing an email to your senator, or when you're going to AmericansForProsperity.org, or if it's on your site there, Kevin, and sending a direct, individualized communication to your senator and House member, I'm telling you, they track it religiously because they want to know, hey, what's going on back home with people? Is there much notice on this? Can I slip through a vote to end the filibuster without people really knowing? Maybe I can. Maybe they're not paying attention back home. If we can demonstrate that literally thousands upon thousands of Nevada citizens from all walks of life are taking a moment from their very busy lives to actually contact her on this filibuster, it does make them think twice. It absolutely does. It doesn't necessarily change where they stand philosophically or in a partisan sense, but it does go into the calculus of, hey, I've got an election coming up down the road. Does this hurt me, help me? Is it going to raise a negative profile for me? All of that's important for these senators and House members to have to take into account. That's part of representative democracy.
I want to ask you, the president is going to be speaking to the nation tonight, and I've got to ask you, what do you expect from the president? It'll be on right after our show airs. I'm just curious what you expect from President Biden today.
He's going to double down on this terrible tax and spend proposal, $2.3 trillion, Kevin, that he's already proposed, along with some of the biggest tax increases in decades, literally decades. They're going to jack up individual rates, jack up the capital gains rate. They're going to jack up the corporate rate, which hits a lot of small businesses that are, trying to get back up on their feet after this, as we get out of this pandemic. So, and they want to spend all this $2.3 trillion. Now, almost none of it has to do with actual infrastructure. Most of it, by the way, is to pile in funding and regulation for their Green New Deal, this extremist environmental legislation that'll kill jobs and, boy, it'll really encroach on freedom, individual freedom in a big way. I think that'll be the centerpiece tonight, and we're strongly opposing that in the House and the Senate, and I think we have a shot to defeat that terrible legislation, but I think that'll be the centerpiece tonight, that and this Green New Deal agenda, Kevin, that he's talking about relentlessly all week, especially. Everything's been about their agenda there, and And what bothers us about that agenda on the Green New Deal is that it's going to jack up utility bills for people paying for their apartments and condos and homes every month. It's going to jack up gas prices. It'll kill jobs with a lot of new regulation and red tape. And all of that hurts people the most who are on the margins, who are hanging in there. You know, they're on fixed incomes, or they're that single mom trying to raise a couple of kids on a tight salary every year, or hourly wage every year. Those are the folks who get hurt by this the most. But that's what I think he's going to talk most about tonight. It's very disappointing to see a president who talked about bringing a level of bipartisanship instead take these first 70 or 80 days and govern so far in what I think is the most partisan manner that we could have conceived of.
That's Tim Phillips, the president of Americans for Prosperity. We'll talk more about the first 100 days, which comes tomorrow, I guess, the day after this address to Congress. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up. Tim Phillips joining us from Americans for Prosperity on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive. At the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Nevada Army National Guard. Aired by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Back with Tim Phillips, the president of Americans for Prosperity. They, along with the Libre Initiative, sponsoring the Stand for Freedom, which comes to the Mountain Falls Grill Room in Pahrump tomorrow from 6 until 8. Then on, and by the way, Mark Hutchison, the former lieutenant governor, and maybe our next governor, I don't know. He is going to be speaking both tomorrow night and Friday night. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be really cool. Tim Phillips joining us, though. We've just achieved 100 days of the Biden presidency. First of all, what about from a campaign promise perspective? I know the Trump administration always said promises made, promises kept. What about for the Biden administration early on?
Well, on the environmental front, energy front, they kept their promises, sadly. In one regard, they said they were going to kill these pipelines that increase energy production and strengthen the country, like the Keystone Pipeline and the others. That's wiped out a lot of jobs, and is starting to see energy prices dramatically uptick, partially as a result. All of these executive orders closing off federal lands to energy exploration. You know, we're the number one energy producer in the world, Kevin. You know that. It's been crucial in getting our economy up and going again over these last 4 years to where it was performing at a really high level until this pandemic hit. And all that's endangered. So they kept their promises in that area, which is disappointing. They said they were going to look for bipartisan ways to reach out on fighting the pandemic and getting the economy going again. They haven't kept that promise. You know, this first $1.9 trillion spending bill, they called it COVID relief. You and I know it was about 6% for COVID relief. The rest was just an extreme liberal big government wish list is all it was. And they jammed that through to the Republicans' credit. Every House Republican, every Senate Republican voted no. I respect them for that. They did the right thing because there was no sense of trying to work together across the aisle to get a more reasonable package. And now we have this next tax and spend package we were just discussing, and it's not more of the same. It's worse than the last one because in addition to a pile of new, you know, far left extreme spending and programs and regulation and red tape top down from D.C., it adds a massive tax increase. So that's not what the president promised. And it's bad for the country. We're strongly, I can tell you, Americans for Prosperity and Libre, we're strongly opposing this. They're saying they support this PRO Act, which, as you know, will eliminate the right to work protections that Americans have in 27 states across the country. It'll harm the privacy of employees when unions engage in union elections in their workplace by giving their private information to the unions without their permission. So much else in that bill that will harm privacy and worker freedom in order to give unions more power. It's been a really bad first 99 days, I guess we're looking at, Kevin, of this administration. I wish I could point to a couple things and say, well, that's good or that's reasonable. But when you look at the dominant themes, it's been bad. This H.R. 1, which will federalize elections, take away the right of states like Nevada and Arizona and Texas to run their own elections. They'll be run from Washington, D.C. Your free speech protections will be badly damaged by this bill. And it's a really, frankly, dangerous agenda that leads us in a lurch, not a slow road, but a lurch towards socialism.
Every major news organization has spent the last 24 hours telling you about their poll.